All right. 1 Thessalonians 5. I'm going to preach right on through 2 Thessalonians here too. It's all talking about the end times, about the second coming, and I'm going to talk to you about that. Today is going to feel, I've looked at how I compare this down, I honestly have. Today is going to feel like a Bible drill, all right, in the Old Testament. But just stay with me, try to follow with me, and I love you. Huh? I'll catch you. I love you. Let's read the first few verses of 1 Thessalonians 5. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord comes, so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them all, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. I'm going to stop right there. Matthew chapter 24 is Jesus is talking to them about the end times. And I encourage you to read the, Matthew chapter 24, 24:32. He says, now learn from this parable, from the fig tree, when the branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer fruit is near. So also, when you see all these things, know that it's near, it's at the doors. Surely I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. You see, we can't know the hour and the day, but we can know the season. We can know this season. We can know when we're getting close. When you see the fig tree and it's putting forth the shoot, you can know that it's about to give its fruit. And just like you can know that Jesus is about to come. Now listen. Well, we already went over that, but people have been saying that for decades. Since times of old, Jesus is about to come, Jesus is about to come, Jesus is about to come. God is long-suffering. Amen. Remember, a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. And he is, all these things that are before, many are come in my name saying, I am the Christ. You will hear rumors of wars and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. These things must come to pass. The end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. These are all the beginnings. These are all the initial things that are going to come to pass. These are the times and the seasons of the coming of the Lord. Amen. These are the things that have already taken place. These are the things that you and I should know. The hour no one knows, but of the day and the hour, I'm still in Matthew 24, verse 36, but the day and the hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I'm going to go ahead and read the next couple of verses because we'll need them later. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days of Noah before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not know that the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. The day and the hour no one knows, the coming of the Son of Man, it's sudden. It's sudden. It's I want to say right now, but I can't say right now. It could be right now. It could be everything that needs to take place has taken place to set the stage for the coming of the Son of Man. I'm going to need to, the day of the Lord, there are a lot of ways to describe it in the Old Testament and in the New. It's laid waste, it's reeling, it's indignation, it's distress, it's destruction, it's desolation, it's darkness, it is all of that. 42, 43, watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming. But know this, if the master of the house had known the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed the house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. If you knew the thief was coming, if you knew what time he was coming, if you knew what day he was coming, you would be ready. Well, I'm telling you, because Jesus told us he could come at any time. He could come on any day so that you be ready. It comes like a thief in the night. Suddenly, without warning, without anything, just suddenly, he comes. False sense of security, peace and safety. We read the passage up there about Noah. For 100 years, Noah built that ark. And for 100 years, he preached. He built and preached for 100 years. And they didn't heed his warning. Same is true. With Sodom and Gomorrah, where Lot was in, and the angels went in and they preached, and they did not heed the warning. There was no repentance. Nobody was heeding the warning. There were no signs. There are no signs to fulfill judgment. Verse 8, all these 24, I should have, we'll be back in just a second. Verse 8, Matthew chapter 24, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. That word sorrows is the same word over here that's birth pangs. You'll not escape. When the birth pangs start, the judgment starts. Live expectantly. Live like you expect Jesus to come. When they say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them all. There's what's the sayings now? It's peace and safety, peace and safety. It's all peace and safety. But watch out for the guy that brings it. Peace and safety. Watch out for him. Amen. The day of the Lord. Here's where we're going to find Joel. Find Joel in your, and then we'll kind of go in order. Daniel, Hosea, and Joel. It's after Hosea. Got it? You can go to the table of contents. There's no shame in that. Live expectantly. Because not only is the day of the Lord going to be a day that's laid waste, a day that's reeling, a day that's indignation, a day of distress, a day of destruction, a day of darkness, it's also going to be a day of joy and repentance and hope for you and for me. It's a time when the kingdom will be restored and they'll worship their Savior. Joel chapter 3, 16 through 20. And the Lord also will roar from Zion and utter its voice from Jerusalem. The heavens will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and strength for the children of Israel. So you shall know I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no aliens shall ever pass through her again. And if it will come to pass in that day that the mountains of the Lord shall drip with new wine. The hills shall flow with milk. All the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. The fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and the valley, the water of the valley of Acacias. It's a time where all of God's people are going to gather together and worship him. Amos 9:16. I don't know if I should do this one, but we'll do it. For as you drank on my holy mountain, so shall the nations drink continually. Yes, they shall drink and swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. They're going to drink. They're going to be full. They're going to be like they've never been. They are going to be full and satisfied with God. Believing Israel will worship and serve God. Micah, just a book over from there, Micah 4:16. Nope. 4:6. In that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame, I will gather the outcast and those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant and the outcast a strong nation, so the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion. He's going to reign over us. He's going to reign over all the nations, Israel and us Gentiles alike. He will give, he will reign over us. He will make us a remnant. Isaiah, this is backwards now, Isaiah 61:2. Way back. To proclaim the acceptable year of our God, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. This is comfort. He's going to comfort those who mourn. He's going to comfort those who whose hearts are hurting. Zechariah, this is getting Zephaniah, that's not it. Zechariah, that's it. Zechariah 3:10. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree. Sex speaks of peace and security under the fig tree, speaks of peace and security, and we'll invite our neighbor, everyone, to experience that peace. I got ahead of myself a little bit. 14:11 is security. The people shall dwell in it, and no longer shall there be utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. My friends, the day of the Lord is going to be all those things that I mentioned earlier, and it's going to be all those things that I mentioned right now. And the answer is, or the question is, or whatever, the real issue is, what have you done with Jesus? You see, Israel's going to be the same. It's going to be what they've done with Jesus. What have you done? You've heard the gospel message. Have you repented and turned to him? Have you given your life to the Lord through repentance? And do it today, because it'll be laid waste, reeling destruction, or it'll be restored kingdom, comfort, peace. It's going to be one of those two. There's not going to be any in between. And it's only going to be what you have done with Jesus. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day, this is back over in 1 Thessalonians, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You're all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. We're not of the day. We're not of the night, I mean. We're of the day. We have the light shine in our life. We have the light shine in our heart. We have the light shine for us upon the Word of God so that we can see it and know what it says. We are not of the day. We are of the night. So let us put on the breastplate of faith and hope. Faith and hope towards God. Faith and love towards God and towards others. Faith and love. This is the breastplate of faith and love. The breastplate protects the vital organs of the body. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation. The hope that brings salvation. Look at Ephesians 2, 12 and 13. In that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Christ and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now, in Christ, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Amen. Now you can have hope, the hope that brings salvation. We will not go through tribulation. I'm just going to say it. I struggle with this every time I preach on it. I go back and forth and back and forth. But I am convinced God did not appoint us to wrath, back over in 1 Thessalonians, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not appoint us to wrath. I want to... John chapter 5, verse 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. We're going to be gone before the rapture. Now, I say before the rapture, it could be one. I say before the second coming, it could be 1 minute before. It could be 30 seconds before. Or it could be 7.5 years before. But we're going to be gone. We're not going to go through the tribulation period. Tribulation is a time when God will judge the earth. God will judge, 1 Thessalonians 5, 9, God did not appoint us to wrath, but we don't have to suffer that indignation. We don't have to suffer that wrath. I have another one that I'm going to add in here right quick. Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. Now, therefore, you're no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple unto the Lord, in whom also... in whom you also are being built up to a dwelling place for God. You see, we are the body of Christ. We are Christ's body. He is the head, and we don't have to suffer that indignation. God has already suffered. Christ has already suffered the wrath of God once, and that is all he has to suffer. And we are not, God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. Think of Noah, built the ark 100 years, and only 8 people went in. Think of Sodom and Gomorrah. Before he went down, I don't know, 3 people, really 4, but then she looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. So then Lot and his 2 daughters, I know, only 4 people. That's God's M.O. to remove his people before he brings judgment. That's his M.O. That's his modus operandi. That's who God is. That's what God does. And that's who he is. That's what he'll do the third time. He'll take us out before he'll bring his loved ones. Before he'll bring his loved ones. What am I saying? Before he'll bring his wrath. Who died for us, back on 1 Thessalonians 10:11, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. We can find encouragement in these words. The first is because, as we've already talked last week, he will bring with them those who sleep in Jesus. They haven't missed it. They haven't missed it at all. He will bring with them those who sleep in Jesus, and that we should live together with them. We will not have to suffer wrath, but we will. Be holy, blameless, without sin in the world, and reign with them forever. Therefore, comfort each other, edify one another, just as you also are doing. Comfort each other and edify each other with the words. Stand up with me if you would. We're going to sing "I Surrender All," I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you surrender all? Maybe you'll come up here and take me by the hand and you'll just say, I want to repent. Maybe you'll just say, I want to receive Jesus for the first time. Maybe you'll just come and kneel at the altar quietly by yourself in repentance. May this be the year. This be the year that we experience revival and renewal. You sing. You sing, you pray, you do whatever you need to do right now.